Today we are celebrating the most important event in human history. Everywhere people go and visit the tomb of the famous people buried. But if you go to Jerusalem, the pilgrims all over the world visit the tomb which is an empty tomb. At the entrance of the tomb, it is written, "Is not here." A reasonable question. Then why do you go there? Is risen. This is the only empty tomb we adore and venerate. With all the other tombs in the world are closed to one. It's Joseph of Arimathea offered the tomb for Jesus, as we know. Somebody asked to Joseph of Arimathea, "Why do you give this beautiful tomb to Jesus, a beautifully decorated? Why did you give it to someone else to be buried of? Why not?" Joseph answered, "He only needed it for the weekend. He's not here. He has risen from the dead. For some people, Christmas is fine, but Easter is so disappointed, is not? Because we suffer all the way throughout the Lent. And what we get for it? Only a harm. For 3 days, all the demons of the hell rejoiced. Satan, all the forces of the evil rejoiced. Even the Sanhedrin or the Jerusalem, they rejoiced. Everything is closed. It was a brilliant scheme for them. Friends, Easter story ends not with a funeral, but with a festival. We should not stay in our graveyard, leave away all our past and the negativity. God created to leave us in a victory. Because there is power flowing out from resurrection. We should feel that resurrection power. We are called not the people of Good Friday, but we are called the people of Alleluia. We are the generational blessing. Usually, for 3 days after the body had been laid in the tomb, the ladies were going and weeping. That was the customary. But when they reached there, the three women, they couldn't find Jesus. Because the resurrection is an explosion of love. Where there is an explosion of love, the tomb is empty. And the woman could not see Jesus. Why? Because they were crying. When you cry full of tears, you cannot see the thing in front of you. Jesus says, sometimes it is because of our tearful eyes we are not seeing Christ nearby. So why don't we think of the joy, the happiness? And Jesus was near to them because they could not see, since they were crying. In the early church, the one to be baptized turned towards. At first, the candidate is placed opposite to the east, at first turned towards the west before the baptism. It is to say, I am negating all the evil powers. Better to say, the baptized turned in that direction and pronounced a threefold no. No to the evil, to his pomp, and to sin. Thereafter, the candidate is truly stripped of his garments. He is being now another one. Today, one of our family members, Amy, is going to receive in the Catholic Church into the full communion. And after, the candidate is being given a new cloth, white garment. Thereafter, the candidate is placing towards the east because it symbolizes the rising sun, Jesus. That's why Paul says, I remove all impurity, selfishness, all enmity, and the garments of death, the death. And then the candidate is being given, while he is placing towards the east, giving a light. This is the new light, the Paschal light. We are gathered around the Paschal light. It burns and it lights because it is the symbol of Christ, a symbol of newly rising Son of history. The first word uttered, Yahweh in the ghost, in the Bible, let there be light. And here Jesus is the light. And we are the people of the light. Light makes life possible. It makes communication possible. It gives a new direction of life. As Paul says, we place a new garments. After this, the minister bless the water. Thereafter, each one is invited to bless themselves or himself. Because we place a new garment. That's why Paul says, love, joy, peace, patience, and the self-control. Dear friends, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Life is stronger than death. Good is stronger than evil. Love is stronger than hate. Truth is stronger than lies. The joy cannot be commanded. It can only be given. The miracle of Jesus' resurrection has changed the world. And he said, he is not there. Why do you look in the empty tomb? Why do you look your past life? Why do you look in the negativity? Because we are the people of Hallelujah. Today the whole world rejoice and say Hallelujah, because He is near to us and He saved our life. Again and again, wish you a happy Easter, dear friends. Thank you. Now it is the time of the blessing of the holy water. Thereafter, I will invite the candidate first. After the reception, we will have the further prayers.